Question for you.
Question.
Okay, so I saw the stuff that happened down in the Capitol building there. You saw it, right? Or you heard something about it.
I heard it. I didn't make a point of going back and watching it, though. I was working at the time. I heard about
it.
Telling me.
Okay, okay.
I know it. I know what happened. I know
it. You saw, okay, you have a general, general idea. My question is to do...
Question, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so stories were that... there was human feces smeared on the wall, all over the walls of the Capitol building. That was the story that came out.
Okay. All right. All right. Didn't hear that one.
Okay. So now you have. But I have a question. So if how does that work? Like, what is the no, see, so here's the breakdown. So either
you know what I would do? Do you want to know what I would do?
Well, first of all, let me pose the two different scenarios for you. One, you bring it in a bag.
Yeah, that's right. One. I wouldn't do that.
Okay, now you show up in a plastic bag full of it.
Wouldn't be fresh.
And then, well, it depends. I don't know what's fresh. So the point is, so you have a bag, and now what happens if you do not get in? Like, if the security is so good, you don't get in.
Yeah,
now you're just a guy. You're just a guy walking around with a bag of poop now.
True. Yeah. No. That's why
you don't want to be that guy.
Don't do it that way.
The second alternative is just kind of hold it until you get in there.
Right.
And then it's game on. Now,
sure.
Again, if you don't get in, like what if on the rush up the stairs, you get trampled in that pack and you don't get in? So now you're just some guy lying on the stairs with footprints on your face and you your pants.
I don't think you can... Can you say that? You're going to have to bleep that.
I don't know. Don't worry about what I can say and not say. I'm just saying. So you're now a guy laying there with a just do it across your face and a just do it in your pants. And I don't think you want to be that guy either.
Just done it. Just done
just
it.
Just done it. Okay. Yeah. So I don't think you want to be that guy either.
Right.
So explain to me, how would you do it? You're saying, how would you have done it?
I would smuggle a latex glove because, come on, let's be hygienic here.
I don't think hygiene is your biggest concern. Hello and welcome to episode 523 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is...
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Sorry about the toilet opening, the toilet humor.
No, but for me, it wasn't toilet. For my part, it was just logistics. Like
Right. Like, you were confused. You were genuinely...
They don't break that down on the news.
Right. Okay.
I checked CNN and I checked Fox News and I went over to the other one, the new one. I'm not sure what they are, but I checked all around. I didn't want to get, you know, just one side of it, but nobody was covering the logistics of how to do that.
Okay, good.
So, all right.
Germany.
Come on.
No, I just Germany. I just saw a quick headline saying like Germany's on lockdown for another month. Is school going back or not going back? What's going on there?
No, school's out. School's out. Well, school is supposed to go back on Monday, but my kids are not going back. It was supposed to be till the end. Now it's the end of January. But
okay.
It looks like they might just do a week and then they're going to have a look and my kids will probably go back in another week from now. So it'll be 1 week off. It looks like it's going to be 1 week. Probably be 1 week unless, I don't know. I stopped watching the news. It's nonsense, dude.
Right. But your kids are home now. That's what we're getting at.
Well, they're home anyways. Like we're still on vacation. Like this is the scheduled vacation is still going until
Monday. Oh, okay.
Like
so they're anticipating going back at the proper time.
No, they're anticipating going back a week late.
Gotcha.
Monday the 11th. When you're hearing this, that was supposed to be the day back. We will go in the morning and pick up their work for the week, and then do it at home, and then hopefully, fingers crossed, go back on the 18th. Because my kids are under grade six, and so they're making a distinction in grade six or something. I'm not really sure. I stopped listening to the news. Mm-hmm. All I do know is like the rules about who can come to your house, and like one kid can come to your house only, but now it's two, or I'm not sure. It's really, there's no science involved.
Gotcha. Okay.
So you it's a can of worms you don't want to open, Adam.
Yeah, I'm not going to open it.
Yeah. So there's that. Amazon, if you need schoolwork or something, or something to do homeschooling, I don't know. Buy it on Amazon, click through our site, help us out.
Okay.
I ordered an HDMI cable for this week, which is not really a good story, but my in-laws, they would like to buy an Apple TV. That's their plan.
Okay.
Not a good time to buy an Apple TV. Like, really, we're about a year and a half overdue on an update on the Apple TV. So I said, don't buy a new one just yet. But they wanted to kind of take it for a test drive. So they're going to borrow our super old one, but it's all hardwired into the thing. And so I was like, I'll just buy them a HDMI cable, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they can try out our Apple TV, et cetera. But I don't care. That's not the point. The point is trying to run tech support for the in-laws over the phone.
Never good.
Yeah. I'd rather just drive off a cliff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how about this? How about you just listen to the radio and let me know when you're done?
My non-responses means usually my wife is the tech support person in our house. My wife deals with tech support issues for both her parents and my parents, because usually she's too nice. I just play the ignore game most of the time, and then they go to her, and then she's really good about answering, getting back, and she has patience. I think that's part of being the teacher background thing is much more patient than I am. Yeah.
Yeah, my in-laws are fun. They're good and everything like that. It's just, you know, they're older, and hope they are. If they're my age, that would be weird. They're not. They're older, and still, and like I don't want to explain to you how to stream. Like, and they want to stream stuff. Like, from I don't sort it out on your own. I like you. Right. Okay, if you're listening, they're not listening. They don't speak English, but that's the good part. All right, did that. There's probably more stories. I forget. I think I had some whole elaborate story that was so funny that I forgot it now. So I won't tell it.
That's usually how it works.
Yeah. So we are going to do a deep dive on the whole siege of the Capitol building.
No.
No, of course we're not. I'm just joking. Because you know what? I don't think there's a whole bunch of people sitting at home wondering, hey, what did two random Canadians think?
Yeah, they've got the answers.
Yeah, they probably know how to prevent this from happening again. But however, there is one thing I do want to talk about that I think does apply here. The tech snooping, the investigative snooping tech by random people is pretty excellent. I don't know if you've seen what's been going on. There's some dude on Twitter who has taken it upon himself. I don't think he's in law enforcement. I think he's decided he's going to ID a bunch of these people for law enforcement. And he basically went on Twitter with some photos and then cross-referenced them to other people's photos on Twitter and Facebook and everything, the internet. You've heard of the internet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he's taken like people, like I'm not talking about the geniuses who yelled out their social insurance number or social security in the States, right? Who yelled out their social security number, home address, and what they were stealing. But those people, those were my favorites. The ones who were live broadcasting them committing those crimes. I'm talking about the people who were doing stuff nefariously, hiding, thinking they were hiding their identification.
Right.
All right, identity, sorry. Now, this guy's going in and cross-referencing like stuff and like, okay, well, that guy has I can see this little belt loop thing or whatever, and I see this in this other photo, and he's with this girl, and then finding out who that girl is and basically piecing together who that guy is based on this spider web of everybody around him who he can identify. I'll send you a link. It's a rabbit hole that is pretty amazing to go down. So there you go. Okay.
I probably won't go down that rabbit hole.
I'm going to force you down that rabbit hole. It is okay. It is awesome. Unless it's like, oh, I was hoping it would be a real rabbit hole and I get rabbits that you're not.
Yeah, rabbit stew.
There was a guy dressed as a rabbit. That was the thing. The guy who sat in that chair was dressed as a rabbit. That's what I was referring to.
Nice.
Anyways, watching this guy piece together who these, and he's doing it. He's nailing who these people are, and it's being reported on, blah, 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 based on the people around him. It's fantastic.
Okay.
All right. My LED light showed up.
Okay. And?
Love it.
It's and now the cool. Battery pack? Going to get the battery pack?
I bought it right away. Like
oh, okay.
As soon as we hung out last week, I was like, I'm going to go have a look. And it was way cheaper than I thought it was.
So how much was the battery pack?
The charger and the two, I bought the two big batteries.
Right, but it takes two, right?
It takes two.
But you got the larger capacity ones.
Yeah, the big giant ones on the back. And because I was like, you know what? You don't want them to die on you, do you?
No, you don't.
So I got the charger and the two big Sony batteries. Not Sony, they're off brand, but those are the ones. It was like $38.
Nice.
Yeah, so hard to cry about that.
And you'll probably never plug it in. Like that's what I find.
Yeah.
It really never used the plug-in version even around that. It's just like, why? You could move it anywhere and you don't have to worry about a wire. It's just so much easier.
We're going to talk about the LED lights next week. That's next week's show. Okay. Just want to let you know it showed up.
Yeah.
Showed up. Reminder, monthly challenge this month is the bright side. Oh, coincidentally, I have a new bright light. So that's going to work out.
Sure.
So it is the bright side because I want to see some positive things out there. That's what I'm looking for. I don't know about you.
Okay. I'm looking for positivity.
Okay. So throw those up on Instagram, hashtag two hosers monthly challenge, hashtag hey hosers. Even better, both of those and tag us at two hosers. We'll talk about that beginning of February. Beginning of February, that's coming up.
Yeah.
Did you shoot anything interesting, Adam?
I took my camera. This you decide whether it's interesting. I took my camera down to Gary Point one day after school because the sun hasn't been out that much lately, but it was out right after school, and I picked my daughter up after school. And we kind of drove down to Gary Point to take a couple of photos. Of course, I used this as my photo challenge, but then I did take a couple other just prism shots, and I thought that was interesting. So I did post one I thought was kind of cool. It's listed as Gary Point. It's got the reflection of the water on one side as I'm looking at the rocks and on the other side. So I'm kind of standing and I'm reflecting the water, which would not normally be in the frame, kind of across her and to camera left. And then in behind her camera right is the rocks as they go out to the point. So again, your eye goes to it. And it's just kind of interesting looking shot with how the clouds, because there were cool clouds and then you've got the driftwood on the beach. And so I'm not sure exactly. It's shot at a really shallow depth of field. How much is driftwood that's kind of being reflected across her and then the water? But it just looks cool. I like the effect of the prism. That was the first time I've played around with it in an outdoor natural light setting. And when it's bright outside, it's really hard to see the image, what you're going to actually get through the lens because of, you know, the exposure mixing. Like you got really bright light and then the reflection into the lens. It's not exactly what you see is what you get the way it would be with an indoor controlled lighting situation. So there's a lot of trial and error involved in this. So I probably took, when I was out there, 25, 30 pictures. She gave me a couple minutes to play around and then...
gave me a couple minutes.
Yeah, and then I probably liked three or four of those images. Some I just didn't really... The exposure or the reflection that I thought I was going to kind of show up in the image didn't really show up the way it looked to me when I was standing there. And then others that just were kind of too blown out and blah, blah, blah. But anyways, there's a learning curve to this, but I really do like it. I find that it brings out my artistic side and the results, you can get so many different cool effects by just playing around with the depth of the prism to the camera and then just the angle you turn it. And obviously you're only limited by your surroundings. So I live in a pretty beautiful place in the world. And so I think, oh, I should try this and that. And I could see how cool, like, you know, glass buildings would look in the reflections. And so I got lots of things on the block for this.
All right. It looks like a double exposure, like a, what do you call it? Like a light leak or something like that.
Yeah. And not again,
I guess a little bit of light leak, but also a partial double exposure.
And again, I just like the fact that it's all done in camera in 2 seconds, right?
Yeah.
So I like the idea of being able to do this, create something that's new, interesting, and again, more bring out my artistic side. I think that's what I like about it.
I think we want to hear more about your artistic side.
Yeah, okay. Maybe next time.
Versus your science. I mean, normally we get your science side.
Yeah, you get my artistic side today. I am going to be doing headshots for our entire workplace next weekend, but I guess
Prism
that'll
headshots?
Be... Not Prism headshots, just simple white background stuff for our website. We want to update all the like our website pictures of our staff. And so now that we've got all our physios in place and our admin, we're gonna I'm going to do headshots of everybody next weekend, so we'll see how that goes. And that stuff that I'm sure people, if they want, can just go to our website and check out. So once those are done and up, I will let everybody know. And if they want to see what the headshots look like, I'm sure it's not going to be anything groundbreaking because it's going to be white background, basic. But
does your employer know that you're about to overwhelm their server?
Traffic,
like the sheer traffic coming in.
Give them a heads up. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to want to get the expensive web hosting package.
That's right. Okay. I'll let her know.
Yeah. Just common courtesy. Now this does look kind of cool. If I hadn't got the LED, I might've bought this, but I'm going to ride the LED for a little bit and then we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see if I can.
Can afford it. $20. I think you can afford
it. It's not the affording part. It's the mindset. It's like you get into the one mindset of like, this is what I'm shooting for a while. This is what I'm going to learn.
But you can do them together. Like that last prism shot I did was the LED was the light. And then the prism was the, you know, the gobo, I guess. Yeah.
I understand. But like, okay, like my first, I guess like my second year living in Germany, I was still learning German. I didn't speak very good German. And I was sort of ashamed about how bad my French was being a Canadian. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to go take a French class here. So I decided to learn German and French at the same time because they're teaching French in German. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
And so I basically had to learn two at the same time. And that was a dumpster fire. So, I don't know what le dumpster fire, like something like that. I don't know how that is that French. And so I'm not going to learn prism and LED same week. That's just crazy.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. I'm looking at, and I'm guessing our resolution is similar in the photos. I just, again, back to this issue of the photos and the sharpness, I used these photos specifically this week because they are crystal clear, zoomed in on Photoshop. They are as clear can be and sharp on the eyes. But again, looking at the web versions, the picture I'm seeing that you took is sharp. That last picture that we just talked about is not nearly as sharp. What is going on?
Stuff? Which picture am I talking about? Like my photo challenge?
Well, it just says no umbrella. Like there's one your daughter that I guess we'll talk about. So I look at that and I'm like, why is that sharp? And in comparison, my image that we just talked about is not nearly as sharp. Like what's going on here?
Oh, I'm really, really good at things.
No, there's something in terms of how I'm exporting it or something
that's not.
Because this photo is razor sharp. And same with the other two, the close-ups. They're sharp-ish when I look at it on the web version, but not nearly as sharp as they are in full res. But yours isn't a full res photo either. So why is yours sharp?
No, mine's probably the same res as yours, I'm guessing.
So is it how I'm exporting? This seems to be an ongoing issue and it's ticking me off.
Hold on. Yours are way higher res than mine.
So why does not...
Why are yours higher res? No, they're not higher.
I don't think so. I'm doing kind of a,
No, mine are the same. Mine are the same, but ours are both 1080. Yeah.
So is it because, like, within the number of pixels I'm selecting, because I'm in Lightroom, this is an important real-time conversation for everybody, mm-hmm. but I'm selecting, like, 82% of that. Is that wrong?
I don't know the answer to that. I know what I can, what I think. I've never found that the technology may have changed. This we're about to solve another one of your problems in a few minutes. So why don't we delay this and we'll talk about this next week?
Are we gonna solve? Lightroom Classic update. Yeah. Are you gonna mention that?
Yeah.
You're gonna mention that.
How to make it better?
Yeah, you're gonna mention it though, because I already did it and made it 1,000 times better.
Oh, good. Because I was going to not mention it. I was going to, our entire topic is how to make that better. And now we'll discuss how you did it later.
Okay. As well. All right.
And see if,
right.
see if it came in with that. We'll talk teaser, about sharpness.
It's way better.
We'll talk better. About sharpness on the another time.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
It's all ticking right, so me off though.
Yeah, no. We'll fix it.
Okay.
Okay. So we have, we had some more snow here locally. And then, like, it's like for a day, and then it goes away, and that's the sad. I don't like when it's there's a little like the remnants of snow, and but nothing you can do with it, and then it's like, just,
it's like when the Christmas tree's up 2.5 weeks after Christmas, it just makes you sad.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. So, anyways, so we had more snow, so I just went and I snapped some photos of my kids. Like, this is locally, it's out by our house, and so there's my kids getting ready to do sledding. The two of them there with a kind of a cool snowy background.
Yeah.
And then there's one of my sons. So what my kids did.
Okay, wait a second. That photo, which I like, I hate the fact that you cropped it, leaving that top, whatever, I don't know what, it's not a third, maybe let's say a quarter of just that white sky. That just why? Yeah. Just crop it at the freaking trees and let's be done with it.
No. No,
it's a horrible decision on your part. Okay, go move.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay. Sharp though, isn't it?
Yeah.
So then there's one of my son, and so what my kids did was in order to, because it was there was enough snow for a bit, and then after a few runs, it kind of wore through. So they took all their sleds and took all the snow from either side and kind of pushed it together to make like a snow
like a run. Like a snow run. Yeah.
Yeah, and then built a ramp, and so my son is. He's a fan of getting the air. Like he just jumps. Like let's build a jump. And so here he is. Here he is getting his jump.
Nice. Does he fall on this landing? He's kind of off kilter.
No, this one actually wasn't so bad. He's good at sticking the landing. And that's what he doesn't wipe out on this one. So there's that. And then there's just another random one of him building a snow. I just like taking pictures in the snow. Just love it.
Sure. Why not? Yeah,
so there he is building a snowman or something. Like they went around the whole neighborhood. Did I talk about this last week? Maybe I forget now. No, I didn't because I didn't post it. But him and his buddy, like as the snow was starting to melt, that was not good enough. So him and his buddy and his sister grabbed our wheelbarrow and basically went around the whole village stealing everybody's snow and bringing it back to build a fort in the backyard. And
they did.
Spent the entire day stealing snow. I was like, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that. So that's all. That was just 40D, 30 mil lens, nothing. I think the one of him out building the snowball might have been something different camera. I don't really care. But that the two snow ones up on the hill, that was just the 30 mil.
It looks good. Other than that horrible crop job, I like it.
And
you're wrong.
Remember,
you're wrong.
I'm the one who's good at things. So
yeah, clearly, I think that you dropped the ball on that one.
All right. Photo challenge is portrait. So I take a portrait every. Here's the thing. I want to apologize to the world.
They're not listening.
Not anymore. Not after I blew it this badly. So normally, not every single year, it hasn't been like since day one, but like a number of years ago, all on Jan 1, I just started taking like a simple one light portrait of my kids on January 1st to be like, oh yeah, here they are. Started a new year. It's my kids. And just made the background go gray, whatever background it was, shot it in black and white, gray background, blam. That was it. And then for some reason, it just it slipped away on me. January 1, 2020, it didn't happen. And then I kept meaning to do it, and it crept away. And finally, I just said, oh, well, I guess I'm not doing it this year. So I didn't do it. I didn't take the portraits on January 1st. And then the world shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if I caused it.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly didn't help, though. So, hey, everybody, calm down. I took them this year. Okay?
Okay, great.
So we're good. We're good. So COVID's like TikTok. It's almost done. Alan took the pictures. Now, it sounds like I'm joking, but that's what baseball players kind of do when they play baseball. They're very superstitious. So I'm not really kidding.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I believe you.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
I think that goes for a lot of sports. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So this year I was going to take those great pictures, and I thought, great background. This guy's kind of dark gray, but I thought, oh, hey, I got a new LED light, which we'll talk about either next week or the week after, depending on your sharpness issues. And I thought, I'll take it with the LED light this year. That's my plan. So I did. This is the new LED light. This is my daughter. This is the top one where I get, or the one that just says 523 Allen.
Okay.
Because there's two. There's two comparison. So this is the one. This is with the LED light. Blammo.
Got it.
Okay. This is the part where you say, hey, wow, it's like you invented photography.
Oh my God, it looks amazing.
Yeah, I know. Well, this is actually, do you ever shoot your LED through an umbrella?
No, I have not done that.
Oh,
I did. I do have like mine came with like little slides, like just a diffuser slide. So I'm guessing same effect. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's identical. Yeah, it's the same. Mine came with that too. Mine came with that too.
That
was not similar. Yeah. You can't diffusing the light is not the same as making it larger.
Sure. You're right. Yeah. That's why you have a podcast. Yeah.
That's why alphabetically, it's even you, Adam before Alan. God damn it. Yeah. So, mine came with that as well. But I figured, I still want it kind of softer. And so I threw it on the mount with the umbrella mount and all that. And this is that. This is a shoot through umbrella, which I liked a little bit better, just because it kind of gave me a little bit on her front ear. We have a little bit more exposure. And I did include a no umbrella version, and you can see it's a little harsher.
Yeah.
So
now you could have probably achieved the same thing just with the sliders, correct, in Photoshop. Let's be honest here. It's not different enough that you could have just brought those shadows up a hair.
In terms of the shadows, you're probably right. I could have saved the shadows probably. But it still is not the exact, it wouldn't be the exact same light. You can see it's a different, the way the light falls off her face is different.
Yeah, it's a little less sharp. And then, but I mean, the angles
are Wait a sec. You're the guy who's like, I got to get a prism because I'm doing stuff in camera. Oh, you could do it in post.
Well, this is an easy post though. Come on.
It's not the same. Yeah, it is. I could bring up, if all I wanted to do was bring up her right ear, yeah, I'm sure I could bring up the shadows, but that's not the only effect that's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that, like, moving forward, I'm not saying I'm going to shoot to the umbrella all the time. But again, we'll talk about that next week.
How close is the light? Because, I mean, you could also get that light really close, like the LED light. And again, I don't know the distance that that LED is from the camera. But with the umbrella, but with the umbrella, obviously you have to back the light up, right? So you could get that light a lot closer without the umbrella.
Well, it's a shoot through umbrella, so you can get it just out of frame either way.
Right.
Yeah.
Still going to be 3 feet difference with the umbrella versus without, right? Or 2 feet.
Well, the actual light is, but then the light source lighting her face will be the same distance away.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Right. Okay. There you go. Anyways, I liked it. I also included one of my sons. I took both my kids. And my son, his is okay. He's just kind of like a goofy laugh, but
yeah.
he forgot how to sit for a photo. I'm having some issues with the kid.
Okay.
Because none of his, I didn't really like any of his. And I was like,
dude, so is this the umbrella version? Yeah, this is the umbrella version.
Yeah, he's got an umbrella on this one. And I do want his hair. I'll mention that again. I was like, hey, can we switch hair? We should do that. He would look goofy with a gray crew cut, but but I would be a rock star.
Right.
So it's six of one, half dozen of the other.
Right.
But
yeah.
Anyway,
In kids' hair, my son also has pretty rock star hair. I did give him a cut yesterday. Like, sometimes we go take him to the barber. Sometimes he prefers dad to do it. Yesterday, mm-hmm. dad did it. And I have to say, I am good. I am really good at cutting hair. Okay. And anyways, gave him a hair cut yesterday. And wow, is he looking styling and profiling. So I hope he'll cooperate for a photo. He's also got all of a sudden into that age where he likes to wear like fashionable clothes all of a sudden. Like he's into shoes, and I think as a lot of kids get into shoes, like runners, like cool runners, and then he's into mm-hmm. again a little bit like he's still, let's be honest, he's still like sweatpants, but he likes more yeah. of the stylish looking sweatpants, if those are that, a that's thing.
don't go down that
path. I'm okay with it. But he also likes,
he's not like, gonna grow out of it. I got guys on my ball team who are like 25 years old, and like I'm wearing my tapered sweatpants to the bar, and I'm like,
yeah,
what are you doing?
I'm not saying to the bar, but again, he's going to
grow out of it. I understand. But when he's in grade eight and going to Woody's Pub, I don't even know, is that still open in Richmond? I don't even know. I don't know. When he's heading over to Frank's place, you weren't even in Richmond when all these were pubs.
No, it sounds funny though. Woody's just a funny name.
That's Woody's was pretty funny. It was all right, but it was kind of funny. No one ever went to Woody's. When you talked about it, it was like, oh, we ended up at Woody's. Like
right. Somewhere you go after everything else closes. Yeah.
Yeah. Or you couldn't get in, or you're just too lazy to leave Richmond. It's like, yeah, we can go to Frank's place or Diamond Club, or I'll list them all off, all the places all right. He could go.
But anyways, we're having a hair off competition. I'm going to see if Jack will cooperate, because it's always nice when we get it, you know, a photo within a day or two of the cut. The cut was last night, so I'm going to try to grab a shot. Like Sarah's much more cooperative these days with sitting for a portrait. So Jack is, I'm going to have to bribe him, I think. So
you have to basically tell him, hey, the 7-year-old's going to out hair you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it is. I mean, this kid, my son with this hair, he could probably stand out on the ice for the national anthem and rock back and forth and spit.
Yeah, you should get him doing that.
Like but your, just in the like living your
room. Just in the living room, though.
Have we've talked about that? Your brother-in-law, when he played junior, he had long hair. Like 1 year, he had like hair down to his shoulders.
Right.
Do you remember that? You must have been.
I don't remember that. I've seen pictures though.
All right. Yeah, it was terrible. It was he thought he looked like, I don't know, lead singer
Wayne Gretzky. Back,
but no, because this was like all long, all the way around, like a bob.
Oh yeah.
And he did not suit it, but he used to between the pregame skate and then you'd have the national anthem, and then you'd start the period. Like you go off for the skate, the Zamboni comes out. While the Zamboni was getting ready for the game, he would go in, take off most of his equipment, and have a quick shower so that his hair was nice and soaking wet for the anthem.
Nice.
Yeah, he could rock back and forth, and everyone could like look at his awesome wet hair for the anthem.
That is commitment.
Yeah, we'll call it commitment, sure. Yeah, or ridiculousness.
Yeah.
All right, let's have a look at your challenge photos. More prisms.
Yeah, prisms, and this was at Gary Point. So
yeah, you picked the wrong one. The alternate one is your go-to one.
I agreed with that, but Sarah liked the other one, so I said I would go with her choice. So it's not always about me, Al. I agree. Yeah. I wanted the looking off camera one. I like it. They're very similar shots. They're taken a second apart. I was trying to get her to look off camera, but I agree. I like the off camera one, the alternate. The one with the head tilt, it was her choice. But either way, same similar effect from the prism. So again, I've got kind of like just a basic Gary Point background. You can see the like different colored I guess, garbage container bins that are all out of focus and behind her that I thought just kind of look interesting. It's why I shot this way. But I really just liked the light. So this, the prism is giving the rainbow colored spectrum kind of flares of light across the camera bottom left. And I just wanted to include some of that. I didn't want it to be overpowering the image. So it was kind of a, again, I tried different amounts of that in the frame, and and then I kind of just landed on this one. I wanted it to be part of it, but I also really liked the light on her face, how the light is hitting her hair, hitting her face. You got the warm side and almost an exact split down her face of where it's warm and cool light. And then you've got just that flare of interesting. And you'll see a lot, if you look at prism photography, a lot of people like these little rainbow flares. And I do think it adds interest to the photo. So the other one, the looking off camera, the one I liked a bit more, just the rainbow flares coming in at a different angle. You can see that same background and the light is very similar, hitting her at a slightly different angle, but still splitting the warm and the cool and lighting up her hair. Just again, great light. That's why I said we got to go right now and do this, because you don't get light like this at 3 in the afternoon very often. So
right. Yeah, I'm probably just going to use the prism slider in Lightroom.
Sure.
It's a new ad. I have the advanced copy.
I wouldn't be surprised if they make one, but
They're going to make all of this. I mean, like this. I like doing things in camera too. Like all kidding aside, but. Yeah, of course they're going to make one. They're going to make everything. Like, you don't even need, you can just probably do all your pictures in post. Don't even take them anymore. Just, what are you thinking about? Oh, yeah.
Aren't they doing that on their phones already? Yeah, it's already that, right?
I think so.
But you like it, right? Like, it's cool.
I do like it. It is cool. It is cool. Yeah, I know you've been staying up late at night. I hope Al thinks this is cool.
Yeah, I hope he thinks it's cool. I hope he thinks I'm cool. I hope we can hang out later.
Yeah. Yeah, Woody's. Wear your good sweatpants. Wear your tapered sweatpants.
They have a sign on the Woody's pub door that says no straight sweatpants, must be tapered.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they have. Yeah, it's long been torn down. It became Legends Pub, which you might have been to.
Yeah, I had been there.
Well, it depends, because Legends Pub then moved, which you might have been to that Legends Pub. But it was Legends Pub for a long time, and then now I think it is just torn down.
Okay.
Sad times when you can't go to Woody's Pub
or Legends
in Richmond or Legends or no Legends you can go isn't no wait Legends
no
I lost track now I've lost track of what's what was the one that Richmond in it was I terrible know. It was
That's not O'Hare's.
It was Matches.
There's O'Hare's Pub. Matches. That place is decent. I like
O'Hare's
that place.
Pub is still a pub. We're talking nightclubs. There was nightclubs.
Oh.
And then what was the one? Oh, there was one right by the Dinsmore Bridge. That was the one if you wanted to go and just get into street fights. That was the one. was that Frank's place? I forget now.
None of these things I know. I came later. I'm an adult. I don't go to places looking for fights.
I did fights, not. You didn't have to me. Look. They would find you. Oh, they me. Found you there. They found you. There were some fights there. Yeah. Yeah. There was. What's the one on Broadway? I got beat up there one time.
I don't know.
In all fairness, it was somebody picked a fight with the wrong gang. And
is there a topic this week?
There's a topic. It's okay. That time I got thrown down the stairs. And that's a true story. That's a true. Also, it's on Broadway over by.
Oh, no.
Over hey, by Grandma.
Everybody listening, I'm trying to get him on track. Just know that I'm trying.
The guy I was with got his leg broken. That was the worst.
Oh, no.
All right, topic this week is Lightroom Classic Slowdown. But it's really catalogs, okay? So we try not to be brand specific here, Adam and I, except for the Fuji X100, which we 100% go buy. Don't mess around. Get that. Get that brand. Not the only brand we own. And so even though we both use Lightroom, and that's what we're going to discuss today, we will try to add a little bit of universally. Oh, come on. Take two.
Just universally, power three.
Universally applicable information. Okay? But
yeah.
we do use Lightroom. Why do I use Lightroom? You used to use Aperture. I used Aperture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, Aperture sort of died and went away, and they tried to make it something else or something. I forget what happened, but I moved on. I moved on to Lightroom, which I actually very much loved. Not the first week. The first week I hated it because it was something new.
Mm-hmm.
But then I loved it. And now the main reason I stick with it is because I do like it, but I love the interconnectivity of the entire suite. Mm-hmm. Meaning, like, I use the way you use Lightroom, I use Photoshop, I use Adobe Premiere, I use Audition for the audio. I produce this show, for example, in Audition. I use it for other stuff too, but it is fantastic. I love Audition. And I use a few of the other things here and there, but not really. And so for all that, I'm one of the three people who do not mind paying the monthly subscription for this. I don't know what people are complaining about. I happen to like it for now anyways, until something changes. But I look at what I used to pay for all those different programs, and it was a lot more money. So it's actually a lot cheaper now when you factor in all the updates and et cetera.
Okay. So thanks for that.
In Lightroom, you use Lightroom, I use Lightroom. I'll talk about first about how I set up my catalog, and then you can tell me how you do yours. Okay.
I don't know any of this stuff. Yeah. It just works.
Okay. That might be part of the problem. Now you have solved your problem, but yeah. I'm very specific in how I set up my catalog. So I have an internal, my previous laptop and now this my iMac has an internal, the SSD drive. That's where I drive. That's the program drive.
Right.
That's important. Okay. Now that houses the catalog itself, like the actual Lightroom catalog file and all the previews and all that is all built into that one. All of my photos themselves, all the raw files, are stored on an external SSD.
Yes.
That is connected with the Lightning Connect, whatever it's called.
Yes, I have that same setup.
Okay. And so, and that those, of course, are backed up to another drive and a third drive, which I keep offsite, which I can't tell you where, because it's buried out in the field. But important to have that offsite somewhere in case, you know, what if your house burns down or maybe you have bigger fish to fry at that point. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's how I have it set up. Now, each year on January the 1st, besides taking the portrait photos of my kids, I start a new catalog for my raw files. So I want to start fresh. Now, I know you can keep a million photos in a catalog, but I don't. I don't work that. My head doesn't work that way. Okay. I need to have everything sort of compartmentalized. That's where I know where it is. I know where to find it. I can pop up. I can load another catalog just like that. Another reason is, I don't know how many submarines you've been on, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody designs an open concept submarine.
Right.
You have compartments because if something goes awry, you want to be able to shut that off and keep the sub working. You didn't think it was going to be a submarine tutorial today, but here we are.
Yeah.
So consequently, if I mess up and something goes wrong with one of my catalogs, I don't want to mess up the entire catalog for all my pictures I ever took.
Right.
I want to kind of contain the damage. So that's one of the reasons I do it. Do you keep separate catalogs or you just have one forever?
No. I have separate catalogs. I haven't been as specific about starting a new one each January, but probably every second year I have started a fresh catalog. So same thing. I have them set up in exactly the manner you describe, but some years I forget and it's been a year and a half or before I switch over, but I'll date them this date to that date. And so that they're easily accessed if I want to find a photo, but I like the idea of starting a fresh one each January. It just makes it a little simpler.
Sure. Now, In that catalog, I only keep raw photos. I don't keep JPEGs. I don't keep videos. Nothing. I only keep raw files.
Okay.
That I can then edit. Now, at the end of the year, Deck 31, for those keeping score at home, I export all of my photos from that year as full-size JPEGs at 100% quality or whatever. I export all of those, and then I then re-import them into a separate catalog I keep where I have all of my JPEGs. So each of those catalogs that I would have, 2008, 2009, et cetera, all the way up to now, I then have all those together in one giant catalog of just my JPEGs.
Okay, I don't do that part.
Okay, but now if I ever need to go and find a photo, I can just go into there and I can search through 40 plus thousand photos and I can find the one I need. It's a full res JPEG. Chances are 99.9 times out of 100, I just need that JPEG. I don't need to go back and re-edit it. So I can just use that full res JPEG. I can do whatever I want to it. It doesn't matter.
Gotcha.
Now, if I do need that raw file, which happens every once at that 0.1%, I can then reload the old, like the 2012 catalog, and it has access to a different drive where all those raw files are. Because at the end of the year, I take all the raw files and I move them off to a much slower drive, like a USB drive.
Right.
But a much larger capacity. So they're all there. So I can still access all of those raw files if I need them. Almost never need them, but they're there.
Right.
Okay. And then in that catalog, I have an album for each year. But because when I export my files out of Lightroom into JPEG, I keep all the metadata and the ratings and all that stuff that's all buried into it. So when it goes into Lightroom, I can then sort through. I can find anything via capture time, via like metadata. Everything is still there. Very, very handy.
Right.
And that catalog smokes along quite well. Okay. There's one more component to this before we figure out how to speed this up. I also export all of my JPEGs at an iPad resolution at 75% quality, which means relatively small files, like 500 meg or 500K for, 500K to 1 meg for an image. Now, I export all of those, and I put them into the Photos app, and I upload them to iCloud, which I've just started doing that like 2 weeks ago. And so now I can access them on my iPad, on my iPhone, Apple TV. They're all there. Anything I want to access, it's really quite simple to do. When I'm traveling, it doesn't matter. And it's very rare that I need to get the full resolution one. A 2048 by 2048 image will suffice for emailing people or whatever needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So before I was using Dropbox, wasn't really happy with that. So gone to the iCloud.
Correct.
And I love it. I love how easy it is and how it's synced across multiple devices. I recommend doing that to you, Adam. I recommend it to you if you need it.
Okay.
So the point is, my working catalog has never gets more than, say, 3,000 photos in it, approximately, because it changes every year.
Right.
And I cull my photos ASAP upon import, and then I delete the rest. So I don't have a whole bunch of photos kicking around. Like, I don't rate them all one star and then leave all the unrated ones there to just kind of clog up the system. I delete them right away. Edit and forget it. Does this speed up Lightroom?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know if it does. I have no idea if it does. I have not had any issues, though.
None of that is on the list of, if you go Lightroom, and it's not Lightroom, the regular Lightroom, it's Lightroom Classic is where people are having problems. And again,
okay. But I've not had your problems though. First of all, what is your problem? Okay, before I went and looked up the same things. I have a whole bunch of potential solutions that you've probably already implemented.
Yeah.
Describe to me your slow problems.
Sometimes when you're editing a photo, it'll just get, it's like very, very slow. It'll just go into the I'm using a Mac, so everybody knows the sort of spinning wheel where it just kind of like the beach ball is just going around and again, super slow. Now we're talking about, all SSDs, SSD externals, lots of room on the drives.
New computer.
Again, very, very fast on all accounts. And you're doing a simple editing process. So something that doesn't require, you know, any massive power that I don't have. Again, I have.
And you added memory, which is important.
I added RAM. I want to say that I think I have 24 gigabytes of RAM. So okay. Not like
you can check.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did check. I think it was 24.
I have 25.
Okay. So, but anyway, so all by all sort of reasons that you would think of based on the technology, that's not the issue. It's not that my computer's not fast enough, but it's Lightroom Classic in particular. And if you do a search about Lightroom Classic problems, wow, will you see a lot of people who are sharing the same issues. And so based on our discussion, one of our listeners, I don't know, are we allowed to say name of listeners? Is that still a thing?
Did you get the same email?
Yeah, I got the email from a listener, Scott, right? So I'm going to say Scott.
Okay, yeah, right.
And it said...
We got a couple. We got one on the other one from Don as well. He sent one. Not that Don.
A different Don. No. But I read the one that Scott said. It was an article. He just said, oh, here's an article about, you know, this issue and, you know, check this out. And so I did. I read the article and then I just kind of went and tried some of the things that they mentioned. And then, yeah, like magic. I've had no issues since. So one of them was how Lightroom Classic, the previews that it creates. And so if you create the larger one-to-one previews right off the bat, then, you know, once those, it takes longer to create the previews. So when you're importing, time is going to be slightly longer. Again, on this machine, it's still very fast, so it's not noticeable. I can step away for 30 seconds and all the photos I took are uploaded. But once those previews are loaded, that helps. So that was one thing.
Okay, so you had it set to standard previews, but not one-to-one.
I can't remember. Yeah, I think I had it, whatever the default was. I think it was standard.
Yeah, I was also using standard, and I would notice that, like, I had it set so every time I'd go to the next photo, it would take a second, and then it would basically create the one-to-one preview, and then I would work with it.
Right. And so that was one issue. And then there was also a GPU standard setting within Lightroom that needed to be changed. So when you went into system performance, there was a tick box and you had to, like, for whatever reason,
it was on auto.
The program, yeah, it chose auto. And then that was another choking point that, and so I adjusted that as suggested. And then the third one.
What did you adjust it to?
Whatever, I can't remember. It told me, like, it enabled GPU. Like high performance or something.
Yeah, there was two options to click, and I did the same. So I just to mimic what, even though I wasn't really having issues, I went through and sort of did a couple things what you're describing. I did the graphics card as well. Took it off auto, put it on. I think I just now I have to load it up.
There was a separate. I don't remember what it was called because I did this a week ago when we got the email, and so that was the second thing. And then the third thing, I can't remember if it was in the same article or if I clicked on a link in that article to see other suggestions. So I'm not 100% sure. But one of the suggestions by the guy who wrote the article, and I believe he is someone who, you know, clocks the performance when they test new computers. And so this was somebody who has had some insights that you might not otherwise have. But anyways, said Photoshop, because Lightroom Classic and Photoshop are linked, whatever the standard is on Photoshop. So I'm running the latest update Photoshop version 2021, whatever. It has a performance section in there, which the default setting for RAM usage is set to like 70%. And so he said, well, you should ramp that up. There's no reason, especially what I'm doing. I'm basically surfing the internet on my computer and editing photos. Like, those are my primary uses, reading email. So in terms of me, like, there's no reason to not ramp up the percentage. So the guy who wrote the article was saying, like, typically, when he tests computers, he would set that to 90% of your RAM usage, and it's a dramatic improvement in your
in
editing.
Lightroom.
In Photoshop, but Photoshop controls that usage in Lightroom Classic. So you
changed it in Photoshop and you're noticing a performance in Lightroom.
Well, I'm noticing that nothing slows by all. I don't know which one or if it's a combination of those variables because I changed all of them and one after the other. I just went through. I didn't go, is it the smart preview? Okay. Yeah, I didn't. I wasn't worried about which variable. I was just, hey, these are things that all maximize the machine that I'm using. I'm going to maximize everything.
What did you ramp it up to?
I ramped it up to 90, which is what it suggested.
Okay. That's what I just did by accident.
So it said ramp the RAM to 90. I have 24, so I'm using much more than what I was using before. Well, 20% mm-hmm. more, if you can believe that. And have not seen one photo lag since making these changes. Not even for an instant.
What about cache size? Did you change the cache size?
I did not. I saw that. I did not change that, though.
Because I set mine to much larger right away. Because it comes in at, like, what is it, like 5 gig or something like that? I forget.
You're right. You know what? I did change that. I can't remember. Yeah, it was set at maximum 5, and I went to 20, I think.
Okay. I went to 21. Okay.
Sure.
No, I actually went to 50. No joke. The one I read, it said, okay, so in cache sizing. So a lot of this, we should tell people that you can find this. This is under your preferences in Photoshop or Lightroom or whatever it is. You find on the preferences under performance tab, you can find a lot of this. So my GPU, I just set to the default, let the GPU handle photo processing. I'm going to give that a try. I've not had any issues. I'll give it a try and see if I have even fewer. But the cache size, I thought, yeah, that does seem low, you know, because I don't even know why it seemed low, but if it can handle much larger, 50 gig, then why not? You know, right. I tend to keep my hard drives relatively lot of space, even on the SSDs. So it's not like I have 5 gig to play with and now it can't find it anywhere to use. I have a lot of room.
What do I even have?
So I have 300 gig on my system drive for it to play with. So 50 gig seems like it's fine. And yeah, it's handling it just fine. The previews I have not set to do one-to-one on import. I'm going to now to see what kind of response I get for that.
Okay.
Okay, what about smart previews I don't use.
Yeah, those aren't for me. I had them on, but I feel the same way. I don't really need those.
I remember I had a conversation with Marquardt years ago where he's a big fan of smart previews because his whole workflow is, he's like, oh yeah, well I want to have, like, I have my tower at home, use the RAW, but he takes his MacBook Air with him when he travels back in the old days when you could travel, and I guess he would just sync it and he would use the smart previews offline on the MacBook because they're much smaller.
Right.
And then the changes would then apply to when he got back and that to the regular RAW files. Or there's something to do with that, something to do with syncing libraries, which I immediately went in the corner and wept. I don't know what we're doing. I prefer handling that myself. Hence, if you go back and listen, why would you, to my initial outlay of how I do this, I have those JPEGs I can deal with, so I don't need to merge libraries.
Right.
So I have smart previews turned off. What about face recognition / locations? Do you have that turned on or off?
I think I have it off.
Okay, you think so. Now you're going to have to double check.
I'm 95% sure. Yeah, I'm 95% sure it's turned off.
Here's the move. I do not use these in Lightroom. Because it takes a while to go through. Sometimes I wish I did. Like, there's a couple times where I thought, oh, I'd like to find that photo. I don't know what year that was. It would come in handy. But overall, the general slowdown, I mean, maybe once it's done computing, perhaps it doesn't slow down. But the initial process of figuring out everybody's face takes a lot of processing power. So that can slow things down. So if that's running in the background. So I have that turned off. I do use it in the Photos app that I just talked about for the iCloud. I didn't know I was using it. It just did it on its own very quickly, and it's awesome.
Right.
So if you do need to use it, you can do it there. Don't worry about it. And if you need to find a photo, you can then cross-reference it based on the year or the capture date or whatever you want to do. That's how I do it.
Right, yeah.
Okay. I've heard that you're supposed to go and optimize your catalog every now and then.
Yes, I have done that. I didn't find that. That was the first thing I did when I was having issues because I thought, oh, that might be it, but that was not it. So that did nothing for me personally in terms of the number of slowdowns. So again, I do it, but I don't know what it actually does from a performance standpoint. I don't know
I think you're defragging your hard drive, really.
Yeah. I don't.
Who's doing that still?
I don't know if if this one, again, how much of a difference it makes. But they did say also your screen, like these computers are also like 4K, like a zillion pixels. And so you can also change that, which apparently is a dramatic difference maker. I haven't done that yet. Or just even work in a smaller window. That also seems to be,
I'm not going to buy a 27-inch iMac and work in a 12-inch window.
No, exactly. That's how I feel. So I haven't noticed anything working at the full screen size that I always have in Lightroom Classic, and I have not downgraded my resolution. I just thought I'd mention that was one of the things that was mentioned, is that because of the, you know, 4K Ultra HD, that could be part of the issue. But no, I've been fine since making those other changes that we mentioned.
Right. So Don, who sent the email, he basically said he's running on like a much older Mac Mini, like a 2012, which is the same year as my laptop that I had just a couple months ago, and an older SATA drive, not even a new stuff. And he said he was having no issues.
But
which is hilarious. Which is, well, I found the same. I was never having a single issue on the old computer.
Yeah, and I think that might be part of it. Just in terms of that software initially was designed to work more on older machines, right? And so why. Well, I never had one issue on any of the default settings for the regular version of Lightroom, but I like Classic better. And that's the same issue a lot of photographers are saying on these forums is like, they just don't want to go to the new Lightroom. Like, it's clunkier. I don't like it. I like the Classic. Yeah.
Yeah. Same here. And that's not even old. I don't think that's an old man chirping where things were better when stuff cost a nickel, you know,
and no.
Racism was still cool. The new one is a lot like what, Aperture became. Where it's like, all right, I kind of like the old one. So, all right, well, so now you're running tip top. I think if everyone goes and who's having issues applies those changes, which I've done most of myself, hopefully I'll just avoid any slowdowns. But
yeah.
I look forward to hearing your report back in a month or so and
sure.
Let us know how that all.
Well, I have, like you say, a bunch of headshots to do and then edit and sort through. And so next weekend, I'll give it a bit of a test drive and challenge it. But so far, so good. In the last week, anything I've edited, no issues. And I have to go through and find some older photos. So we'll see how my cataloging system has worked.
Right. And so you probably have a lot of one-to-one because you can create, go back and create retroactively one-to-one previews for all your photos.
Yeah.
And then you can also set how long those remain. Like you can tell them, okay, after 30 days, just scram.
Right.
And get off your hard drive if that's the case. So I'm gonna experiment with importing one-to-one previews and see how that goes. Cause it's very rare that I'm importing and then sitting there just waiting to edit. Can't wait to edit that picture I just took. You know, usually you put it on, grab a coffee and come back. So
right.
I don't think that's going to be a problem. All right, laser fast. That's Lightroom.
Got it.
Okay, monthly challenge for this month is the bright side. Hashtag that two hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag hey hosers, even better. Do both of those and tag us at two hosers on the Instagram and we'll check that out. Weekly challenge is LED, Adam.
Okay.
But because I have the LED, of course, and umbrella maybe, but just LED
or haircut.
No, not
challenge.
Or
haircut.
Or what? Challenge. Not or. And.
Oh.
And haircut challenge.
Kids hair off.
It's a hair off, but you got to use the LED.
Okay. Sounds good.
Now you can use that in combination with whatever you want.
Right. Got to have the LED.
You want to add a flash. You want to add the sun. I don't care what you do. The LED is part of it. Going to do a hair off.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, you already did the hair off, but that's in life.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Websites, Adam. Oh, still no. Oh, but throw out the website for your work if you want to.
It's Empower. Here, I'm going to have to
go to the Instagram. No, go to the Instagram. Don't skip the website. Go to the Instagram.
Okay. Do you know what the Instagram is?
It's Empower on Instagram.com.
And
I have no idea. How would I know?
There's not Empower Physio. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm sure if you go to Empower Physio on Instagram somewhere, I'm sure you're gonna find Adam.
But make sure you're in Richmond, Canada, or Steveston, British Columbia.
Right. Look, if you can't find it, we don't want you to find it. Okay.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay.
Just go there, check out, see what's going on with Adam and the massages and
no, not massages, physiotherapist. And I'm still waiting.
If you need aromatherapy, that's your spot.
I'm still waiting for someone who only knows me through the photography world to book an appointment and as a patient for physiotherapy. Like that'll be the day.
We'll need
to interview that person so that they can, you know, attest to what a great physiotherapist I am. Not just a great photographer, but a great physiotherapist.
When you're massaging Panger's hammies, you will have achieved peak Adam.
Right. What if Panger makes an appointment and he doesn't even have an injury, just to hang out?
Of course he doesn't have an injury. He's the Panger.
He might.
He's not coming in. He's not coming in with back trouble.
He might.
I guarantee you that dude's flexible.
Okay.
All right. Oh, no question. No question.
All right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. You can find mine at alanatrich.com. The two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.